This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The man accused of firebombing an event in Boulder to raise awareness of hostages held by Hamas has been charged with a federal hate crime. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
In an interview after the attack, Mohammed Soliman told investigators that he wanted to kill all Zionist people. That's according to a complaint filed in federal court this morning. Soliman threw two lit Molotov cocktails at the group. He told investigators that he planned the attack for a year and researched how to make Molotov cocktails on YouTube. He also said he targeted the group, which gathers regularly for a walk and vigil for the hostages held by Hamas. Four men and four women were injured in the attack. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Boulder Councilwoman Tara Weiner said she's participated in the weekly gatherings in the past.
It's a peaceful walk. And then at the very end of this walk, we end up at the Pearl Street Mall right in front of the courthouse. And that's where we give the hostages, you know, a message in Hebrew.
Two of the victims had to be airlifted to the burn unit at CU Anschutz in Aurora. The suspect is due in Boulder County Court this afternoon on state assault and explosive charges. Six hikers were rescued from Greenhorn Mountain over the weekend after a 25-hour search. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says its volunteer search and rescue team was aided by state and local partners. They located the five juveniles and one adult in steep and heavily wooded terrain. All hikers were found safe, but one search and rescue team member was airlifted from the mountain with a non-life-threatening injury. Greenhorn Mountain is the highest peak in the Wet Mountains with an elevation of more than 12,000 feet. A strong storm just north of Trinidad is expected to drop quarter-size hail with 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts this afternoon. Across the Front Range and Palmer Divide, steady rain and scattered thunderstorms are possible. Elsewhere around the state, in Vail, rain this afternoon with temps in the upper 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.